paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
It's nighttime in Japan. Cubs lost to the Dodgers. Longtime TV personality in Japan, former Chicagoan Dave Spector joins us. Dave was at the game. And Dave, did you give away your roots by yelling hey, hey and holy cow a lot today?
I should have, but nobody would have heard me because it was a very, very noisy game, a lot of excitement. And it's too bad the Cubs lost, but pitcher Imanaga did a really great job, and he had no hits for the first four innings. So that was a pretty good start for him.
Was it hard to get a ticket, even for you, a big-time TV personality in Japan?
Well, I did not get a ticket until today, last minute, and they were going for like $10,000 per or upwards of that. But I had someone at the MLB that couldn't go for some reason, and I was able to go with my wife. So that really worked out well.
$10,000, how many yen would that be, Dave?
Well, a lot, and no hot dog. Nothing's included, nothing at all. So, but I would say about 60% or 70% of the Japanese fans were wearing Dodgers, but I did see a lot of Cubs representation, a lot of Cubs jerseys there. So there's a lot of Cubs fans in Japan now.
Could you tell, Dave, how many Chicagoans had made the trip over?
Well, Derek Lee, who played for the Cubs in 2004, around then, he was sitting a few seats from me, and there were a lot of executives and whatnot and sponsors and various people. But, you know, Los Angeles is a lot closer, so they had a larger group from the Dodgers organization.
As Dave Anna pointed out, Fox was just promoting Ohtani. It was all
Ohtani
in the promos. So that's the big draw there, David.
Oh yeah, he's like a rock star. I mean, he's like the Michael Jordan or the Tiger Woods of golf now, and everybody wants to see him. He's a very special athlete, and the Dodgers have three Japanese players, but Ohtani is just the king of them all, and he's on so many different commercials, and you see him all over town. And even the Dodgers players, when they were walking around the city, were so surprised to see his face all over the place, because he has like 10 or 15 different sponsorships, so he's just all over the place. But he's a great athlete, and people look up to him, and he's one of the reasons why the Dodgers have become so popular, not only in Japan but throughout Asia and the rest of the world. Maybe not in Chicago, but most of the places.
He didn't have a very good day at the plate, but Seiya Suzuki.
Yes.
How would you gauge the reception that he got from the fans there?
When he came to the batting box, it got very, very quiet because he has a great amount of fans here who liked him when he was still playing in Japan. So they have he has a big fan base here. And because of the two Japanese players on the Cubs, they're giving the Dodgers a run for their money as far as Japanese popularity go. And they want to see a lot of home runs by Suzuki. That's why they came tonight to see that. But of course, Ohtani is sort of like, you could say that he goes beyond just being a Dodger. He's just like the symbol of Japanese baseball right now. So he's like in a special category, you could say. But Suzuki is very popular as well.
How big a deal is Major League Baseball in Japan? How huge has it become now? Because it's gotten more popular every year, hasn't it?
It's a huge revenue stream. Just the jerseys alone could pay for half the athletes. And by coincidence, 25 years ago was the first Major League opening game, and it was in Tokyo, and I was there as well. It was the Cubs versus the Mets, and Mr. Cubs Ernie Banks himself was a special guest, and I got to meet him, and he gave me an autograph. And that was 25 years ago, and it really wasn't that much of a big deal now. But now you see so many Japanese players, and they actually get higher ratings for Dodgers games than even in America. So I mean, it's just unbelievable the popularity. Well, first of all, baseball itself, Japanese baseball, is immensely popular, and they all play it here, and they love watching it. So you could say it's even more popular than in the U.S. only because they don't have any other big sports. I mean, you know, we've got hockey and basketball, and of course the NFL. But here, baseball is almost everything.
Yeah, you mentioned revenue and sponsorship deals, and the Cubs' revenue from Japan has grown tenfold in the past 2 years. People buying the jerseys and so forth. Did it all start with Hideo Nomo and the Dodgers in 1995? Was that the beginning of all this?
Yes, that was the beginning of really powerful Japanese players going. However, before that, 30 years before that, there was a gentleman named Murakami who was the first pitcher to play. He played for the San Francisco Giants, but that was short-lived. And then there was this 30-year gap until Nomo showed up. So now, after Nomo, it became an automatic desire for Japanese players to try their luck in the major leagues. And then you got Ichiro and, of course, Matsui, who was a slugger for the Yankees. And then it's just been a constant stream. But to have three Dodgers from Japan now, it's really quite amazing to see that. It's not a novelty. I mean, I would say that every team, there was a guy sitting next to me, a scout from the Marlins even. Everybody is scouting Japanese players, even while they're still in school, you know, while they're still amateurs. So it's really gone crazy. And they're such good players, and they work so hard, and they bring in revenue. So it's great PR for the major leagues. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
I saw the Kosuke Fukudome throw out a first pitch today. And how much excitement, Dave, is there for Roki Sasaki, who's going to start for the Dodgers tomorrow?
There's a lot, because, first of all, he's very young, and he just got married himself. And there's a lot of interest in him because they say, well, gee, is he going to be a little bit nervous, you know, and he doesn't have as much experience as the other guys do. But he has a real great selection of pitches, and he really lifts his leg like a flamingo very, very high. And it's really exciting to see him. But, you know, in a way, he's taking a little bit of the pressure off from Ohtani, because Ohtani wants to be a two-way player. He wants to pitch again, but the Dodgers would prefer him just, you know, hitting those home runs, and they don't want him to injure his arm or his shoulder or anything like that. So they're kind of like enjoying the fact that Yamamoto, the other pitcher, and Sasaki Roki, is kind of taking the pressure off of Ohtani to hurry back to the mound. So they're kind of grateful for that as well.
Dave Spector in Tokyo. Dave, your story is fascinating. You're a Chicagoan. You go over to Japan, and next thing you know, you're a commentator on foreign news there in Tokyo. Very well regarded, very popular. And you were the guy who sort of gave the Western point of view on newscasts there in Japan. What do you miss about Chicago?
Well, that's why I listened to your show, WGN, many times during the week, because it's important to know the traffic on the Dan Ryan when you live in Tokyo.
Hey, Dave, before we let you go, for Cubs fans, could you just translate into Japanese the phrase, wait till next year?
来年まで待ってください。
Exactly. Dave Spector in Tokyo. Are you going tomorrow?
Oh, no, not tomorrow. I need a break.
Yeah, right. Cubs fans always.
But I'll watch it, of course. I'll watch it, of course.
Good to catch up with you, Dave.
Bob. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya. I don't know if you could probably Google this, Dave. 60 Minutes did a story on Dave Spector, who he wrote some comedy for me back in the day, and then I got to know him, and the next thing I know, he's in Japan. He marries a Japanese woman, and he becomes a big star on television in Japan after going over there initially, I think, to do some research for another show. Pretty amazing story.
Just found him.
David Spector.